USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The special counsel's final report on the Russia investigation is to be released at 11 o'clock Eastern Time today. The Washington Post is reporting it will be slightly redacted and will go into detail on the obstruction of justice case against President Trump, but will claim that Robert Mueller could not come to a conclusion on that because it was difficult to determine the president's intent. As sources say, some of the president's actions could be interpreted innocently. Meanwhile, Republican Congressman Chris Stewart of Utah says he thinks the American public is tired of the whole subject.
I think most reasonable people have just been exhausted by this. And they've really reached a point where they said, you told us to trust Mr. Mueller for 2 years. We did trust him. He's come forward with his conclusions. And now you're saying it's still insufficient.
He spoke on Fox News. Attorney General William Barr has a news conference on the report set for 9:30 Eastern. And this is USA Radio News.
Liberty Mutual Insurance knows you're focusing on the road right now, so we'll just describe our newspaper print ad to you. It's a tiny square that's colored a newspaper shade of gray that has you thinking yellow. As the words read, Liberty Mutual customizes your insurance so you only pay for what you need. Now that's the kind of print ad that'll make you glad you still read newspapers.
Go to LibertyMutual.com for a customized quote and you could save.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Coverage is underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Equal housing insurer.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Severe weather again boiling up across parts of the Midwest, South, and the Eastern U.S. as well today. There are chances for thunderstorms and tornadoes in at least 24 states. A North Korean diplomat says he'd prefer dealing with someone more mature than the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo, should the two nations resume talks. In comments reported by state media today, that minister said that Pompeo's made reckless and foolish remarks against North Korea every day. Meanwhile, officials say North Korea appears to have tested a short-range, small-guided weapon and not a large ballistic missile recently. Still, Tulsi Gabbard, the Democratic congresswoman from Hawaii, is concerned.
We need to determine the facts and get the details of what has actually happened here.
Gabbard spoke on Fox News. A strong 6.1 magnitude earthquake has struck on Taiwan's east coast. And this is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A 37-year-old New Jersey man in custody after allegedly trying to walk into St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City with two cans of gasoline. Security saw the man heading inside that church in Midtown and stopped him, and NYPD officers quickly came over and made the arrest. They described the man as emotionally disturbed, the incident coming just a few days after the Notre Dame Cathedral in Paris caught fire. Astronauts on the International Space Station are awaiting a basket of treats, which will arrive on Good Friday morning, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
We have liftoff of the Antares NG-11 mission to the ISS. Engines at full power.
That's the sound of a fresh load of groceries headed for the International Space Station after a launch from Virginia's seashore. Northrop Grumman's Antares rocket blasting off from NASA's Wallops Flight Facility. The capsule with hardware and supplies should arrive by Friday, just in time for Easter. There's no ham on board, but NASA says they do have holiday food, including smoked turkey. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
And Jeopardy host Alex Trebek says he's feeling good as he fights stage 4 pancreatic cancer, saying in a new video celebrating the wrap of the Jeopardy 35th season, they're already prepping for season 36. Catch us online at usaradio.com for USA Radio News. I'm Chris Barnes.